everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's long-time support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there. Strong market pressure quickly flooded into feeder cattle markets today, which is affecting the movement and direction of live cattle trade. March corn futures about 1¾ cents lower. The Dow Jones 347 points higher. NASDAQ up 26 points. Over in live cattle today, firm pressure developing this morning as traders look for increased underlying pressure in feeder cattle trade. The strength in beef values at the end of the week is being overlooked by traders' attention to triple-digit losses in these feeder cattle futures. Cash cattle trade still remained quiet today with bids at $122 live, while dressed bids were developing at $198 to $199 per hundredweight, still a long ways from asking prices, which remained at $126 to $127 live and $202 to $204 dressed. Box beef cutouts today were higher, up $1.09 in select and up 87 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 58 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, triple-digit losses quickly expanded this morning as traders focused on uncertainty in the grain markets and the growing expectations that a deal will develop with China. Any grain market deals with China will be bearish for feeder cattle on a short-term basis at least, as this will likely increase production costs in the entire cattle complex. Even though nearby futures, though, have backed away from session lows, the potential to break below February lows added some weakness to the market complex today. Meanwhile, grains traded mixed today with corn trade flat to a penny lower as trade attempted to re-establish footing going into the three-day weekend for President's Day and spillover pressure from wheat. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher, moving back towards the middle of the weekly range. Meal was $1 to $2 higher and oil 5 to 15 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 4 to 9 cents lower today with spread trade firming with KC the weak side of the contract spreads today. The U.S., though, still seeing some better export business lately, but world prices have followed the U.S. sell-off the last couple of days.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.